How you doing, Robert?
Very well indeed. Now, London is about to witness something extraordinary. Well, if it's got a ticket for the Hammersmith Apollo on the 30th of June or the 1st of July, a Lou Reed performance, itself a fantastic thing, but a Lou Reed performance of Berlin, and just Berlin. What made you choose that album of all the records of your career?
Berlin was an album of interconnected songs that told a story. And when we had made it in 1973, we had had thoughts of staging it, performing it in its entirety, again, because it tells an entire story. We thought it might make a nice little play, but we never had the opportunity. And last year we did.
So what happened? Did it just sit gestating for 33 years? Or?
It's an idea that's been floating around, and there's certain people, like Susan Feldman from St. Anne's Warehouse, used to be St. Anne's Church, and I've worked with her a lot. She had wanted to stage this for a long time. Very modest staging. And one day she said, come on, why don't you just have your band play it? We can do it. I've got this beautiful warehouse, great stage, you know that. So I said, okay. And that was it.
And is it a particular favorite record? I mean, I realize that it is, it's a fairly unique record, and certainly among diehard fans, it's one of the real, it's one of the ones that people sit down and discuss at great lengths for many hours. But is it something that is particularly dear to you in that sense?
I really love it because of the work I put in with Bob Ezrin. And I really liked the idea of trying to... the idea is so simple. It's you write a bunch of songs, they have all these different characters. So the idea was, well, why can't a character in a song reappear? Why does it have to be a new character?
It's very literary in that sense, isn't it?
It's really basic. I mean, it's about as basic an idea as you could possibly come up with. Why doesn't the character reappear? And then if you're going to do that, maybe that character can reappear with another character that was in there, and they interact. And if you're following the basic writer's model, there'll be a conflict.
There's always conflict. And a hero?
To keep it interesting. Well, the anti-hero. I mean, wasn't this at the same time as John Osborne?
After the success and the extraordinary pop success.
Is this mine?
That's yours. You can drink the water. Honest. It's safe.
I want you to know. Or is this left out for...
No, that's just for you, Lou. After the extraordinary success of the album that preceded it, and Walk on the Wild Side and all of that, it wasn't considered a successful record at the time, was it?
Well, I didn't, you have to keep things in perspective there, Robert. Walk on the Wild Side for Lou Reed or a Velvet Underground person, that did pretty good, but compared to pick one.
Yeah, it's not a Beatles song.
No way, and never will be in those Olympian heights. So for me, it was pretty good. For, other really megastars, that would be nothing.
But did the very fact that Berlin never sold, as well as its predecessor and isn't one of the biggest albums.
It was considered a career ender.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't want to say that. I'll let you do it.
Well, but I've had so many. I ought to have one of those satin jackets where it says that on the back.